Real World Radio, broadcasting three words. Building popular communications by FOI.
Murders in the Gaza Strip and impunity of Israel, the huge debt of multilateralism. These recent events in Gaza, the killing of peaceful demonstrators, go to show the level of impunity that Israel enjoys today, despite of the international community's efforts, despite of all UN mechanisms, said academic Nidal Atala of Birzeit University, located in the Palestinian city of Ramallah, West Bank. Israel knows there will be no implications. They know that any current Israeli government will also have the US backing in the UN. If the UN Security Council decides to take a resolution, then the US veto is definite, said the human rights activist and professor at the main university in the West Bank. Nidal was interviewed by Brazilian activist Maureen Santos, especially for Real World Radio, at an activity in Costa Rica after on May the 14th, Israeli occupation forces murdered over 60 demonstrators in the Gaza Strip near the border with Israel. The following day, the Palestinian people commemorated the 70th anniversary of Nakba, the catastrophe of 1948, when Israel founded its state and expelled them from their own lands. The demonstrators were mobilizing for the right as Palestinian refugees to return to their lands, and because that same Monday, the US was opening its embassy of Israel in Jerusalem, previously located in Tel Aviv, despite the fact that Palestine is demanding East Jerusalem as its capital city. In fact, the US action contravened international agreements for a two-state solution with Palestine's capital in East Jerusalem.
How can you evaluate the current political climate after the moving of the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem?
The political climate in the Palestinian territory at this moment is, first, there's a sense of despair and hopelessness and anger among the people. And this is translating onto political parties as well, where there seems to be limited options for Palestinians to move, considering that this move of the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem was highly symbolic, as it went against the international community's agreement that East Jerusalem would be the capital of a viable Palestinian state. In this case, and the U.S. being the fosterer of the peace negotiations in the past, the only option for the Palestinian Authority was to say that the U.S. can no longer foster these negotiations to reach a peaceful agreement. And in fact, the U.S. has always perhaps been the wrong partner to foster these negotiations. But there is a sense of despair and hopelessness, disregard to Palestinians and to the international community's decision and will for the two-state solution framework.
In terms of social environment aspects, what do you think is the implications of the 12 years blockade of Gaza, and how is to live in Gaza nowadays?
The humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip has been horrendous. The livelihoods of people are being harmed directly. The Gaza Strip, from an environmental standpoint, there have been many international reports that it will become practically an unlivable area within the near future. We are talking about a water supply, a main water supply for nearly 2 million people that is almost entirely contaminated. We are talking about deprivation of the local community, the local people's rights to water, and improper disposal of wastewater and other contaminants in the area. And this is directly the result of the embargo on the Gaza Strip, where it has become overpopulated, where there has been an embargo on the amount and types of goods that enter into the Gaza Strip, thus making it more and more difficult to live in this small condensed area that is environmentally contaminated. And not only that, an area that is highly surrounded by militarized zones from all borders. I mean, even fishermen cannot exceed a certain distance for their livelihood to fish, or else they will be shot on. Also, the separation wall creates a buffer zone for people to even approach, which has been harming also agricultural lands, and has had environmental implications and implication on the socioeconomic fiber of the Gaza Strip. These recent events in Gaza, the killing of peaceful demonstrators, goes to show the level of impunity that Israel enjoys today, despite of the international community's efforts, despite of all UN mechanisms, that a country can shoot peaceful demonstrators without any regard to human life, using disproportionate force. course. And knowing that there will be no implications, knowing that that any current Israeli government will also have the U.S. backing in the United Nations in case the U.N. Security Council decides to take a resolution, then a U.S. veto is definite. So this has had a real impact on the people in Gaza. Living in Gaza is becoming impossible because this is the biggest air prison in the world. People have been entrapped for many years. Bear in mind, this is a population of refugees that have fled to Gaza over the two major wars with Israel in 1948 and 1967. So we are already talking about a marginalized and brutalized population. And if you consider the three last recent wars, a 10-year-old in Gaza has already gone through three massive wars that have violently affected the lives of people. So it is really a dramatic situation, and it's really unfortunate that the international community is still unable to change realities on the ground.
So talking about the international community, in your opinion, why is it so important to mobilize them face the human rights violation in Palestine?
I think it's very important that we mobilize not only within the mechanisms of the United Nations. I think it's very important for us as Palestinians that we see our different societies in different countries mobilizing for Palestine for a change to take place. We keep hoping that UN mechanisms might bring us change at some point. Many Palestinian and international organizations have presented their case at the Human Rights Council in the emergency session that took place, and will also proceed with different actions as far as the UN mechanisms allow it. It is important for the international community to put pressure, place pressure on Israel to step by step end this culture of impunity that Israel has been enjoying in the Palestinian occupied territory. Following 70 years of the Nakba, which is the catastrophe, the initial dispelling of the Palestinian people in 1948, and then followed by the war of 1967, decades of occupation that have had implications on the Palestinian people, we ask that the international community start to move towards changing realities on the ground, and we hope that mobilizing at all levels can put enough pressure on Israel to take action to stop this indiscriminate use of force, number one, as well as ending its actions as an occupying power in the occupied Palestinian territory.
Thanks, Nidal, for your words. I just interviewed Nidal Atala, that's a human rights activist in Palestine, and I'm Maureen Santos for Radio Mundo Real.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.